for everybody, I think it would have been good. And I don't know if any meetings took place. I know that Rand Paul formally endorsed Governor Romney.
Right.
I think it would have been wise for Governor Romney to go seek out Congressman Paul, Dr. Ron Paul, and have him speak at the convention. And I would agree with you, that was probably a mistake not to have that happen.
Well, but now I'm more concerned about the future, where now that the GOP has the power to stop people like Ron Paul from gaining momentum.
No. If Ron Paul here, no, the rules don't change to this degree, Steve. If Ron Paul or a candidate like Ron Paul prevails in the primaries and garners enough delegates to win the nomination, whomever gets the delegates and gets the vote count wins the nomination. That dynamic has not changed.
Well, I understand that point, but how does somebody in a grassroots effort get that much power and money and authority behind them where they, you know, they don't get media support, they don't get any
of this? But look, that's part of it. You got to win despite that.
Yeah.
And passion and good. And look, Ron, who I've known for years, served with him, had a viable candidacy, but it did not translate to primary victories.
No, he did not have the delegates. He had more than he ended up with, but he did not have the delegates. And I agree with that. And Romney won fair and square. So, you know, denying him the speaking spot, changing the rules, you know, to where
but,
the GOP has all that was unnecessary.
About Maine.
I'm sorry.
Right, you're thinking about Maine, the delegation from Maine. Where it looked like the Paul forces prevailed in the caucus. Yeah, there should have been an accommodation reached with Ron Paul. I would agree. He should have been given a speaking role in the convention. So we agree on that point. But the bottom line, the dynamics do not change. You've got to have the delegates. You've got to have popular support.
Absolutely.
That translates from intense passion, even when it's very committed and it's very, very visible. If it doesn't translate into votes in the primaries and delegates in the caucus states, you're not going to win the nomination. And that's what happened. Doesn't mean that Ron's not a good guy. Doesn't mean that his supporters are any less passionate.
I agree with that. I think,
yeah.
I think the primary process kind of lost a little bit of credibility with the pundits. You know, where they're all saying, hey, we're going to wait till the end, we're not going to pick anybody. But you bring up Ron Paul, it's like, oh, no, he's no good, And you know, there's a lot of people who listen to these people. And I swear to you,
I talk to people about Ron Paul. It's always been that way, but you can't, look, you got to win in spite of that. And that's just the way it is. It's not the pundits that lost it for Ron Paul.
I'm not saying that.
And, you know, I mean, what I am saying, there were plenty of people who spoke with disdain about my candidacy, but right. It's amazing. You can win despite that.
I agree. And Mr. Paul has several times.
Would it be easier if everybody were on your side? Yes. But these campaigns are intense and they are tough.
Yeah.
And they're tough for a reason.
Becoming president
of the United States, it's an awesome job, incredible responsibility. And this is, pardon the trite phrase, a baptism by fire. And you've got to be able to withstand it. You know, looking back, saying the pundits are against, well, look, you still got to win in spite of that. And that's true for everybody, whether it's Ron Paul or anyone else who runs for a nomination. Steve, some interesting thoughts. I want to thank you for checking in with us tonight, and I hope we'll get a chance to visit again real soon.
All right, well, I appreciate your time.